Good morning, it's 8:22.
Syrian government forces have fired Scud missiles at insurgents in recent days, escalating the two-year-old conflict against the rebels seeking to overthrow the regime. 40,000 human beings have died in this conflict in that period of time. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. I know you've been watching this very closely. Mm-hmm. One of Syria's great supporters over the years, in fact, one of the suppliers of much of the military might, has been Russia. Russia is now suggesting that Bashar al-Assad's time in power may be coming to an end.
Russia recognizes that time is running out for it to continue to be obstructive and recalcitrant when it comes to dealing with Syria. You mentioned the 40,000 people over the year or so. Those are the ones that we know about. Almost every day, there are mass graves discovered. There are graves in which children and women are found in. These Scud missiles, that's a very scary element to add into this, because one of the things that Scuds are known for is the possibility of carrying payloads that can be chemical weapons or anything, 1,800 pounds, you know, of unknown substance. Russia is responsible for most of the weapons, the chemical weapons, certainly that Syria has, and it recognizes the State Department and the rest of the UN have told, they've told Russia in recent days, you started this, it's now on your table, you're going to have to step up to deal with it. And I think Lavrov and all of them recognize that they need to say something quickly and it needs to work.
Is it possible that Bashar al-Assad has used chemical weapons against some of these uprisings?
Highly possible. The rebels have been saying it for a while, but, you know, without proof, no one will go out and go beyond what the rebels say. And it's hard to tell because we've seen no pictures. We've seen no video. We've seen no evidence that they've used it. But I will say this. What they're doing at this point, the rebels at this point, is letting the rest of the world come in and make their judgments about it, because they recognize as well that people are not going to take their word for anything, specifically as it relates to chemical weapons or anything beyond that at this point.
Is there a place where he might find refuge, or is he likely to fight this to the finish?
You know, there are a very few places on Earth where he might be able to find some refuge. But, you know, as time, as history has told us, some of the worst dictators and some of the worst people on Earth have always been able to find a way out. You know, one of the real questions about him is, did he really want to do this? Is he really doing this himself, or is it the people around him? There are some moderate countries that are thinking about, I don't want to mention their names at this point, thinking about what to do about his family members and what to do in case there is an exile solution. There are some that are thinking, but none that really want to be mentioned.
It seems like it's getting worse every day. Thank you, JJ.
Welcome.
WTOP's national security correspondent, JJ Green.